And we cut to the lot of you standing before a very ornate door that is being held open by a dwarf who's dressed very, very nicely. You know, he's wearing rich blues and greens and is currently bowing and motioning for you to step in. The residence of Maeve Battlehammer.
Fancy digs.
Hey, look at that door. I think Rian like taps on it. He's like, what do you think that's made out of? I think that, is that iron or is it steel?
Don't know.
Garlic, what's that? He like taps on it, like gets Garlic to tap on it. What's this made out of?
Stone.
Oh, it was stone. Wow. That's what it was. My bad.
The door opens as Krillin's tapping it with his hammer. I don't know.
No, the door has been held open by a guy that is bowing as you're having this conversation.
Oh, he's been bowing for like 2 minutes. We should go in.
Are you sure it's made out of stone? Okay, never mind. Okay, let's move on.
You straighten up. You'll have back problems.
What are you talking about? I have impeccable posture.
I'm talking about the man bowing. Not you.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
As you all step through into a very large foyer, he stands erect and closes the door behind you. Good evening. I am a butler to Her Grace. If you would be so kind as to follow me.
But of course, lead the way. Did you also have the walk this way joke in your head?
No.
Because that's what played in my head, was the walk this way and then do the,
never
like,
had
imitate the walk.
I've just never had somebody be like, hello, I am a butler.
just hello, my name's Butler Butlington, and I am here to buttle.
Yeah, Frogger's like, oh, I've never been buttled before.
Yeah, I was going to ask if the snicker was in person or in character.
It would, yeah, I mean, it's Felgrin, so yes.
Sounds about right.
Totally a cool customer.
How long have you been buttling?
Roll me a perception check.
It's an honest question. God, he's not good at these either.
Hey!
18.
Damn, dude. You've been nailing these fucking, like, these offals.
It is impossible to read the expanse of, like, his shoulders as his back is to you, and he is walking very, very straight and proper. But you do pick up the inhalation and the exasperated exhalation out the nostrils. Just a... But you are led into a ornate dining room with a large stone table and stone benches and a crackling fireplace. The room is a little too warm, maybe. Kind of, maybe not stuffy. But in the way that old people homes tend to be warmer than you would hope they'd be. There's no food on the table, but just the plates ready there, sitting empty, and no sign of your host. Yeah, the butler sort of stands by the door and waits for you all to enter. If you would please be seated, I will retrieve Madame Her Grace. In the meantime, is there perhaps anything I can pour for you? We have a number of vintages, even those from the Southlands of Faerun. Would you prefer I pour something on recommendation?
Elvish wine?
I'll see what vintages we have.
I'll just take whatever you got.
He seems very happy about that.
Do you have rum? I like rum.
He completely ignores that.
Okay.
If he ignores that, Krellick's not even gonna start.
Yeah, Krellick just shuts up and just like, nope.
Alright.
I don't know how this works.
Just get them whatever, they don't know.
Yes, of course.
I meant, I'll take some elvish wine as well.
Oh, it's too late.
Oh.
Yeah, the butler's already he's gone like, off to buttle.
It's like, I'll take some elvish. Oh, he's already gone.
He already bottled away.
We seem to be using that interchangeably for a lot of different... It's like Smurf.
I don't know what the bottle you're talking about. What the butt is that supposed to be?
I like the buttle of your jib.
Like the buttle of your butt. We're dumb.
Yep, show is.
This guy's gonna, like, set the house on fire with us in it.
No.
Be kind of hard to do because it's stone, true. But maybe you'd try.
What's stone?
Damn it. I knew it.
Super weird. It's almost like you're underground right now, and it's the most convenient material they have on hand. So at that moment, a door on the far side of the room sort of slams open and like whipping open with force. And this frail old woman is standing there and comes in with her cane now, and she doesn't have escorts this time, and seats herself at the head of the table with this long-drawn grunt of effort. It is currently backlit by that very large and toasty fireplace.
Well, that was a bit of a trip downstairs. I was expecting you here maybe an hour ago. I'd been sitting here waiting.
Well, we lost our druid. Wandered off.
It's tough to keep track of time down here, too.
And he came back without a face.
Yes, I see.
Dreamer waves.
Hello to you.
I was still recovering from my loss of cow.
He was feeling a bit cowed. No?
He leaves his
rage. Just continues on for far longer than she needs to.
Well, I guess we should steer this conversation somewhere else.
He's the reason I invited you.
He's like, Dreamer, could you do that vine whip thing at me? I just could die now. That'd be great.
Do you want a vine whip or a bovine whip?
Oh, stop. You cat. No.
All right, I'll stop.
As I read, purposely goes quiet. Just does not talk anymore. He's just like...
I might join you.
He's just seething.
At least he's learned. I think you've cowed him into submission.
You used the same one. He already said that one. That's not okay.
It's even funnier the second time. Very good.
Anyways.
As the silence sort of falls over the room, the butler comes back and starts pouring glasses of wine. And as he goes to pour hers... he fills it up to the brim, and she takes the glass out from under the wine bottle and sips, almost quaffs it, and puts it back under the wine bottle for him to fill back up to the top.
Nice.
That's my kind of lady.
I'd say I like her already. Start me off with a double.
I'm Maeve. You don't have to call me your grace as long as we're here having dinner together, but when we're in front of others, I do ask for the respect. And who might you be that I've invited to dinner?
Felgrin. False Fae. At your service.
Rian Stormlight?
Stormlight, ooh. It seems titillating. And the rest of you?
Krellic Steelforge.
Steelforge. That's a name I've not heard in a while.
Dreamer.
Dreamer.
Dreamington.
Dreamington.
No, I'm kidding. No.
Of the South Water Deep Dreamington.
No.
The Deep Dreamington. Stop.
No.
Now, I've not heard that name in even longer.
Or rather, the Dreamer. No.
No. This is shaking his head the entire time.
Dreamer, your insight's high enough that you can tell that she's just going along with the joke.
You're such fucking morons, I swear to God.
Well, it's too bad our resident cleric, Tavini Albright,
isn't here, but she's off
gallivanting with the Dane's daughter, Helda.
Hey.
Now, I'd heard a thing or two about that, but maybe not for polite company.
Well, it's been a while, and, you know, I can't blame them. It's been a challenging time. I think she could use the comfort of, you know, someone she loves.
Indeed, indeed. And she is swirling her wine at that and looking into this very rich, purplish, fruity wine that has been brought to the table. Now, you being adventuring types, I was a bit of an adventurer myself. And I suppose you think I have some task for you or some request.
Well, that's typically the gist.
That's typically the gist. I know how these things go. Just assured, I am making no request of you, and I actually seek to be your friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, good.
Yes. And friends, they provide gifts now, don't they?
There it is.
They do.
They do, they do.
Smiles. Can appreciate the approach.
So I want to thank the lot of you. I want to thank the lot of you for the gift of a glimpse of sunlight. Now, I didn't see it myself, but it's been quite the talk.
Oh.
And I assume this is something that you've done. Would I be right in guessing that I am sitting down to dinner with the people that gave us a taste of what we've lost these long, long months?
Aye.
We stirred up a bit of trouble in her house.
A little bit.
The frost bitch does not reach us down here.
Aye.
She says the name with quite a bit of venom and sips her wine with pinky out, like, very smug.
I like it.
Yeah, if you would tell me the tale.
And we don't have to get into the details, but as dinner is brought out, you know, rich roasts and various vegetable plates, mostly mushroom dishes, but some stuff from the surface. For the next several hours, just talking about your adventures and, you know, some of the challenges that the party has faced. And as one dish after another is taken away, and we get to the first of the dessert courses, she's been paying a lot of attention to Felgrin throughout the evening. And, you know, deep into her third cup of wine, sets it down with a clink.
You know, in my day, I traveled with any number of people, and one of them, a tiefling musician of such beauty. You remind me of him, Felgrin Falsfay. He had a very lovely voice. Do you sing?
Not professionally.
Not professionally.
But I dabbled.
Well, seeing as you're guests of mine, I'm not going to make you. But I happen to have some things of his that perhaps you would make better use of them. Because he has long been not a part of this world. Our last adventure together.
I'll tell you what. Once we rid this place of the Frost Maiden, I'll come and sing to you of her defeat.
Oh, I would love that. Would you be able to fit the word bitch in there?
I think I could, yes.
I do like that one when it applies to her.
Say, it rhymes with quite a few things, so it shouldn't be hard.
Like a stitch. All right.
Hitch.
But yes and no.
Lich.
Bards are incredibly talented. My problem was the school part.
Yes, he was very proud of his education.
Not one for structured learning.
No, you don't strike me as one that would require structure.
I learn as I go.
Well,
if you would be so kind as to follow me, and she's only about partway through what appears to be like a dwarven tiramisu, but pushes back.
Dwarven masseau?
A dwarven masseau.
A
tiramisu.
Pushes back her chair and gets up and starts to leave out a door behind her seat, but does pause in the doorway and turn back to the rest of you as she's leaning on her cane.
But if you would be so kind as to follow.
I'm the one,
right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get up.
All right. And she leads you to another wing of the house, and you're passing a variety of different rooms that are full of artworks. Many of them stone, but a number of them paintings. And all the paintings are of outdoor spaces. Not so much mountains as they are ocean vistas and forests and flowered meadows that one can find all across Faerun. Passing through the house, you get this impression that, you know, this is somebody that has been in the larger, wider world and has brought back whatever they could to remind themselves of those spaces.
Oh, cool.
She takes you down a hallway, which now has a bunch of portraits down it. And as she's walking down it, she's pointing to different people and naming them. I go, and this one saved me from a basilisk after I was petrified. Nah, that scamp there.
We caught him stealing out of our bags and decided to take him with us for a couple of years. Actually grew into one of the best second story men I ever knew. Yeah, sometimes you need a bit of a, like, a rogue chap around. And...
I've been telling them that for years.
Yes.
Hmm. Or months.
I was gonna say. For a couple of months, man. Like...
It felt like years.
Yeah, it does. I will give you that. It has felt like an eternity next to you.
Thank you.
You are something.
It's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
Oh. Now, down this way. And she turns into a small room where the portrait here is of a tiefling with red-orange skin and curling black horns. And the horns have been carved with decorative markings. A number of them of, like, carnival folk going about juggling or, you know, lifting weights. And she goes, yeah, he was always about representing his people and where he'd come from.
Handsome lad.
Handsome lad. And she goes to underneath the portrait. There is a glass-topped case, you know, an entire table with a number of items inside. And she reaches under the collar of her dress and with a finger takes, you know, this very slim gold chain out from around her neck and pulls it up over her head, and there's a key on the end of it. She uses to undo the lock. And opening it, she starts touching each of the items very lovingly. Ah. Now, this here, he called it his lucky rock. And you keep this in your pocket. I've actually, you know, there were a number of times that it couldn't be his spell work at work. There had to be a little extra something. Helping him along. Now, this. And she taps on a pair of pipes that are decorated with skulls. This one he used when he played these when he wanted to be a little eerie, and well, the sound from them still makes me shudder to think of it. I do think that perhaps this. I don't like keeping it around. And she touches what seems to be a small whistle made of crystal, like something you could slip into your pocket, that resembles a tiny dragon curled up like a snail. Now, this is the only thing that made me question some of his methods. This is called the Night Caller. You can bring back the dead to do your bidding for a time.
Ooh.
And as adventurers, I've seen how useful they can be. The way we had people that would argue against its use, but sometimes you need to make decisions like that, like disrupting someone's rest. And if you would like to take these things with you, perhaps you could find some use for them.
We would be honored to put these things to good use.
Now, there is the one piece that he never wore that I had commissioned special for him, but it wasn't quite ready the day that we left for our final fight together. And she looks to across the other side of the room, to her left. And there, sort of out of the reach of the torchlight mostly, is what appears to be the edges of a cloak of some kind.
Ooh.
I heard that.
Did they make that out loud?
Oh, yes, it was actually really loud. It kind of echoed a little bit in here.
I do like a good cloak.
You do seem like a cloak guy. It's never really been my style, but you do feel like... I feel like you could pull off a good cloak.
It's all in that way you snap it.
Hmm, I can see that.
And the collar. The collar is very important.
Does it lay right, or do you gotta have it like a stiff collar, like straight up?
He just snaps it up. What do you think?
Oh... Took my breath away.
You like the smolder.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Powerful stuff.
It was. I almost almost passed out from that.
I feel a little bit lighter.
I should have clamped from that.
But yeah, he would follow her to the...
Yeah. And so as you approach the robe,
It is half shadowed, so you're only able to see half of it, really. You can see embroidered into its surface a number of eyes that currently rest closed. This is something that, one, can give you sight beyond sight.
I knew it
was omens.
Yes!
But you must be wary of when you decide to use it. You don't want to risk being blinded. But someone wearing this could help keep an eye out on their team in the event something came creeping. So there's a robe of eyes.
It's a fucking robe of eyes, which is awesome. That's some, like... That makes you, like... not to be dickish, but it, like, makes Dreamer, like, obsolete. This, like, that thing is... lets you see 120 feet in, like, every direction and see invisible and shit on the ethereal plane.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Dreamer's got a trillion to passive perception. Doesn't even have
That's
to try.
True. That's true. Because you do get advantage on your wisdom, your perceptions, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I get advantage with a plus zero. Dreamer still probably beats the shit out of me on average.
Yeah, that is Dreamer true. Still beats the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can the see dark vision is very nice.
Yeah, and the it's just and the seeing invisible creatures. And ethereal plane creatures. That's huge,
No, it's, too. It's a great item. Yeah. It's a great item.
I would be able to save an extra spell slot, so I'm not casting dark vision all the time.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Are you sure you want to give us these things?
I think that they've rested here long enough, and, you know, it's not as if I'm going to take them to the grave with me. Rather, they be put to use. And if they're put to use, making people smile the way they did after you gave us a glimpse of the sun, well...
It's incredibly generous.
I'm wealthy enough to be generous.
I like that.
You've got style, that's for sure.
You know, like, look around.
It's impressive. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now I'm going back to my tiramisu.
He'll stow away the items.
Okay.
To be doled out later, I'm sure.
I don't know what they are worth, but I know some of those things are really rare items and shit. So you're like, that shit's worth, like, a lot.
I have a feeling we're going to need a lot.
Hey. It's true. I'd say, literally just spent more money than I've ever had in my life beefing up my armor so I don't die out there. Every advantage we get is worth it.
Yeah, so it is a robe of eyes, the pipes of haunting,
ooh,
which do require proficiency with wind instruments. However... they can be used to scare a target if you are.
Nice.
And the nightcaller whistle.
Yeah, I think Rian was a little creeped out by that one. It's like, hey, just bring people back from the dead for a little bit to fight for you. It's like, oh, ew.
Yeah, if you blow the whistle in darkness or under the night sky, it allows you to cast Animate Dead. And then once every 24 hours, you blow the whistle again to reassert control over whatever you've summoned with it. So you can keep them with you indefinitely. You just gotta keep whistling to keep them from attacking you.
Could get quite a bit of money from this stuff, but Felgren wouldn't sell it. He likes this lady.
Yep. I can dig it.
And he feels quite honored to be given them. They are sentimental to him now.
Oh, and the last one I didn't mention, the Luck Stone.
Oh, right.
I would be calling dibs on that shit if it meant I could get a plus one to attack.
Beat best?
Yeah, if it meant... No, it would help beat best, but it would, like, if it helped me attack better.
Nah, it's only a plus one to ability checks and saving throws.
Yeah. I'd say saves I usually do all right at. Like, I'm pretty good. Like, I mean, yeah, they paralyzed me a couple times, but I usually break out of it. And, but yeah, hitting and missing. That's my big thing.
You guys finished dinner? With Maeve.
God, I'm glad we went to dinner. Shit.
Yeah, no shit. That's some huge shit, dude. A robe of eyes is big, man. I was gonna ask her for a boat. Hey, you don't suppose I can get a ship, do you? That'd be sweet.
I'm sure somebody that elderly and that well-traveled probably has a number of connections.
Say,
if they're still alive.
Yeah, it's true. By the end of this, they might just... lady seemed like she could die at any moment. But that's for after the adventures. There's no more water for us to cross.
You say that. You don't know what I got in store for you.
That is true. Who knows? We're going to be in the fucking Underdark here.
So, to wrap us up here a little, after another 2 days, you guys get your items. Dreamer, you're only charged 500 gold for the same service, the plus one to armor that everyone else has paid full price for. Crafting, work fees, etc. And while you are still at the temple, you were offered an opportunity to purchase scrolls if you wanted. However, when you arrive, you are actually offered a pair of scrolls before you even have to say a word. The bit of the excuse here being that the matron of Battlehammer has put in a good word for you and asked that you be provided with something.
Nice.
Oh. So, you find yourself with a scroll of daylight in honor of the lot of you bringing the sun to everyone for even a couple of hours.
Nice.
And a scroll of mass healing word.
Ooh.
We take that.
Yep. We take them all.
Which, that one can only be used by Tavini. However, daylight is both a cleric and a druid spell.
I think mass healing word is too, I thought.
Mass healing word? Oh, was it added to the druid list?
I could be wrong.
I don't know. I may have to double check that. What's interesting too is daylight can also be used by paladins and by sorcerers.
That's awesome.
So it's really interesting that Krellic, when Dreamer gets back, and it's kind of showing what he got from the temple, aside from his new body armor, if you want to describe what that looks like, he has a scroll that, as you read over it, the dwarven script is immediately legible to you. And it hits you that you know how you could probably cast this spell.
I think that's very weird to him.
That's that pally, baby.
He'd be book learned.
Hell yeah. Hell zero. Hells yeah. With money like that, we can pick up some potions of greater healing for us and ourselves.
Once you get into Bryn Shander, yeah. I will have allowed that, you know, this being a commissioned piece, whatever armor you find suitable, I want to be generous on this front.
No, I think half plate works perfectly fine.
Okay.
Brings, with my shield, my AC up to 19.
Nice.
And it was enchanted as well?
Yes.
Plus one? So actually 20. So.
Damn. Sweet. Perfect, because I'm going to be moving more and not be a frontline fighter. You can take over.
A lot of you leave the Fortress of Battlehammer.
Hell yeah.
So we're heading southward to Bryn Shander and then on to Caer Conig and up to the Ragged Glacier, yeah?
Yep, that's the plan.
That's the plan. Dazan has been immensely patient the last couple of days, but you could really tell that his patience has been wearing thin the last 24 hours or so.
Nice.
So when you're finally back on the road, my god, are we going to spend as much time in Bryn Shander? I would very much like to just get this over with.
I think that completely depends on Crystal.
If you want to try to tell her no, by all means.
Oh, I just didn't say. I wouldn't dare.
I dare. No one tells me no.
Oh, good luck. Hells but, yes, this would be fantastic. I'm coming along for that one. No, I got to see this. No, I want you to say it to her face. You should walk up. If you can do it in the shittiest tone you can think of there, buddy. Oh, man, this would be great.
It's very rare that you see him second guess himself. Fine. Okay.
She does have claws, and I'm not saying that figuratively.
Hey, I've seen his back.
No, I mean, are you two a thing?
Well, that's when
she's
happy.
Now, are you two serious, or...
I don't label things like that.
Now maybe we'll get along, after all. Well, now I've got reason to look forward to Brynchander.
Me too.
Maybe someone will recognize you there.
I just not be out then. Well, you have fun with your crystal. Let's try and be brief when we arrive.
As they're walking, though, he's gonna snap out the robe of eyes, and
they're fun.
Why don't you hold on to this for me? Wrap it around Dreamer's shoulders.
Aww.
Oh no! Do you know what you've done?
Yeah, you.
I know exactly what I've done.
We've already talked about him seeing it through time. Now it's beyond that. Now all universes are his to command.
But it comes with the caveat. Are you listening?
Always.
That when you see something, you tell me.
That's good. Though I will say, when he said "always," that scared me.
I don't care if you think it's important or not. You tell me.
He hands you back the fucking
robe.
Nope. Otherwise, I'll just keep it.
If I see something, I will let you know.
He'll finish tying it off. Snap up the collar properly for you.
If you see something, say something.
And grab you by the shoulders and nod approvingly.
Looking good. And he'll keep walking.
So, as a bit of a reminder, when something gives you advantage on a skill, the passive skill check for it gets a +5, doesn't it?
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's your perception?
I'm saying,
huh?
Give it to us, baby.
With that +5, when we're not resting, I'm at 29.
Holy fuck, dude.
I mean, come on. Go into Dreamer as a no-brainer. Obviously, he gets that +5, but Dreamer also doesn't have dark vision.
No, it makes sense. So, I totally forgot about the thing, because yeah, we literally all have dark vision except him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So,
and you know.
So there's the spell slot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just makes the most sense.
Oh, actually, like, Tavini doesn't either. Halflings don't have it. That was always the thing we thought.
She has the helm of dwarven kind.
You're right, that's right.
Yep.
But the rest of it, I'll hold on to. The Nightcaller and the Pipes of Haunting, even though none of us can play it, unless one of you can play a pipe.
No.
I have proficiency with the pan flute.
Okay, well, there you go.
Does that require attunement?
Yeah, Rian only's got the...
Pipes of Haunting? I don't think they require attunement.
It says the only thing he can do is the skin flute, it says.
Well, hold on to it, Dreamer.
So the Pipes of Haunting, proficiency with wind instruments required, but it has 3 charges, and you can play them to do an eerie note that has a DC 15 wisdom save, or each creature that hears you is frightened.
Plays the brown note.
So I'll hold on to the Luck Stone and the Nightcaller. So yeah. We'll never get snuck up on again.
Ever.